Clint, Tyler, we know Clint didn't run out of gas today, so that's good. But
thank God. Happens but, enough as it, was, it is.
The text message he sent us earlier today felt like it was touch and go. I believe it was. We'll see how this works out, fellas. Hang in there. We'll see how this works out. As Clint, he had a flat tire.
I've
no spare.
I've been a nice guy too long with this deal, boys. You boys getting a new rig, and it's gonna happen soon.
Oh,
then you just get a Tesla?
No, this is the Tesla. No,
yeah,
is it
I just inherited a Tesla from my wife who needed this Cadillac.
That was a genuine question, dude. Jeez.
No, no, I think we need to tread lightly here. Are you like, are we sure she's done with the Tesla?
Oh, I know she is. Yeah, I mean,
oh, she's done.
Yeah,
with it.
I mean, I was just, you know, practicality made it make sense.
So the Tesla is what you got in trouble in.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll just take you through it, right? First of all, very rarely do I ever buy into the whole. I told y'all the reason why we have it in the first place is it's a little more economical, a little bit, you know, made sense, and it ain't been nothing but a headache ever since. Nothing that they tell you about
Jeff saved on the gas.
Nothing they tell you about electric vehicles. I just found out it cost about four times to register what a normal vehicle costs to register. It costs about four times to register an electric. And then I found out today, an electric vehicle don't have no damn spare in it.
Oh, was you looking for it?
Yeah, I was looking for it. What do you look when you get a flat tire? What the hell do you look
you
for?
You didn't know you had one. That wasn't communicated.
I'm the first
to
man in America that had to call my wife when I got a flat tire.
Damn.
I get a flat tire, and I'm like,
you're not the first.
Well, I mean, not because I was an idiot or helpless, because I just didn't know, because that was her car, and so I pull over there. I got a trunk and a frunk, and ain't neither one of them got a spare. I got all this extra space.
What they got them in it? Just space?
Oh, just a hole. You want to put something in the front of the back? You can do it. There ain't which is great. There ain't no spare. So I'm stuck. I got a flat tire. Let me back up. I'm driving. And it tells me, air pressure in your tires low, pull over.
When it reverts,
I told you.
There's no gauge or nothing to say. Like, when you tell me I'm low, like, I need to know how low. There's no gauge that tells me, there. You know, here's your how much pressure's in your tire. Until it pops up on the screen. Take a wild guess what the PSI was in my front left tire. I'm doing 70 miles an hour down, 75 down. Two.
That's not safe.
And I'm like, and I didn't even feel anything, I guess, because I mean, the car's so light.
You're just
I guess
floating, baby.
So I'm like, what the hell? So I pull over. Showing up, that thing was flat in the door. I was like, what am I going to do with this? No, now there's no spare. So the warning sucks. There's no spare. I called Tesla Roadside. Actually, my wife called Tesla Roadside because I called her. And I was like, hey, I don't even know if this thing's got a spare. What buttons do I push? Tesla Roadside says we no longer have those tires that you have on it, which came with the car, by the way. We no longer have those tires. You need to work with a tire shop.
Oh, well, I was about to say, I bet you them tires are going to be expensive.
You need to call a tire shop. How many tire shops? You get a flat tire, you call AAA, right?
That's why when you sent it, I'm thinking, does he have to go
Frank's
to a
tire
Tesla?
Shop in Baytown.
I was like, does he have to go to a Tesla to get certain tires? Because I just know the
call
parts
Frank's
for Tesla.
Well, apparently those tires, Tesla doesn't care anymore, so their roadside, they just tell you to call somebody else.
Wow. That's it. That's their.
Yeah, so AAA, you call AAA. I don't have a spare. You can't change it. So the option is to call AAA and tow my car somewhere, and then me Uber over here, which is an hour and a half from home.
But you had to try to get to a car spot. That's what I would have done.
No. My wife texted me and said, tell them to tow it to the nearest Discount Tire. She's got some warranty, tire warranty. So I Google Discount. I'm 5 miles from Discount Tire. I put air in that joker. Got there. I had 4 pounds of pressure in my tire when I pulled in the Discount
Tire.
You had
more than when you started.
I got back on the highway doing 70 miles an hour on a tire that I was like, oh, boy. And I got there. And that's what this is the goodness of this, the good part of this. By the way, get there. The tire warranty, they no longer make that tire. It wasn't just Tesla. They no longer make that tire. The tire that I had to buy was $175 more expensive than the tire that was on it. So I somehow, with a warranty, ended up risking my life driving the damn thing another 5.5 miles, and then paid extra for a tire
because this is not good.
Cheap sumbucks, they sold on it. Ain't they don't make them no more. Probably because they go flat and they don't tell you about it. So, anyway, discount tire, 11500 East Freeway, Houston, Texas. Right over there by that Papado's on the east side. Y'all know where it's at. Right over there on that Papado's on the east side on I-10 right there. If you're going east on the right-hand side. My boy Jonathan. Not Jonathan. Jonathan.
Jonathan. I know a couple of Jonathan.
Jonathan and Denzel. Hey, man. I said, hey, partner. They had a line. They had a line as far as you'd imagine. I said, hey, look, I'm not this guy to ask for special treatment, man.
Was it a white Denzel?
Nope, it was a black Denzel and a Hispanic Jonathan.
Boy, if that could have, I knew Jonathan was Hispanic, but that if that Denzel could have been white, Denzel that was made
put,
my whole.
I'm gonna tell you, Denzel was put together. Denzel was a hell of a high school athlete.
Knew he was.
I think he graduated from North Shore over there in the neck of the woods. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Ain't no doubt.
Played D2.
Jonathan's Hispanic dude had a clean ass fade. I mean, he could have been from Baytown. Ain't no doubt about it. Clean.
But they
fade.
Set you up.
Clean fade. Hey, I said, look, I'm not that guy, man. I'm not a guy to ask for special treatment. I don't think no more of myself than the man sitting right there. I said, but here's the deal. I said, I do radio for a living, man. I said, the mics go hot at 2:00.
Two.
I said, I can't wait in this line. So I'm not asking. And I said, I'm not even asking you to do me a favor. I said, what I'm asking you to do is, if you can't get me in and out, tell me now so I can get in an Uber and go on. I'll come pick it up later. He said, give me 15 minutes, bro. I'll take care of you. We get it. He didn't even, because he come back to me later. He was like, hey, what radio station are you on? I said, Sports Radio 610, baby. He said, gotcha. He didn't notice up front. He just did me a solid. So, Jonathan, Denzel, appreciate y'all, man. Discount tire, big time. Absolute. One, you had the tire. Two, you acknowledged my warranty, or half-ass warranty Tesla had me. Maybe that was y'all's. And then you took care of me in time. Big shout out. Appreciate
good
it.
Good for
man.
You, man. Good for you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Big shout out.
Denzel.
I felt like less of a man when I had to call my wife. Babe, I got a flat tire. What do I do? I had no idea. I looked in the trunk and the front, and there's nowhere to put a spare tire.
God, like, you know how mad he was, Tyler. God, you know he was.
Oh, he was steaming. Swear words all over the place. Four letter words.
Who doesn't put a spare tire in a car?
Tesla.
Megan's old BMW didn't because she had those stupid ass run flats.
Well, Jeeps. That makes more sense than what I just experienced.
Some of these Jeeps don't do it no more.
And by the way, because it didn't tell me how low my tire was, I ran with it flat, obviously, and ruined the sidewall. So that's why I had to buy a new one.
Well, I was going to say, I know you did some damage on something driving.
It really didn't look that bad, but and it didn't really feel bad either. I mean, I was rolling. It was at zero before I started feeling that.
I thought somebody came through on the text line with a really good point. Are we sure Lauren didn't shank this tire over yesterday's gym encounter?
That's a great point.
Positive because I had sat at the dentist office for I drove to the dentist office. I was there for an hour, and then I drove another 20 minutes before it happened. So she must have used a little bitty knife if she did.
Parked in the lobby of your dentist. She slashed things.
Yeah, she wanted to do it like that. However, and she had plenty of time to do it.
However, Ron, I will tell you, she laughed at my text, but I was dead serious. I said, you got me riding around on some cheap-ass tires.
I think she enjoyed it.
She feels terrible about this.
Oh, I think a little bit of it. No,
she feels terrible. She not about this about today. She feels terrible that I'm having to drive this silly ass electric car.
So when are you gonna go ahead and make this move?
Well, I mean, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. She would have done it a long time ago because she really didn't have a real great concept of money. But the other thing of, like, you know, trusting these folks that tell you to buy electric and then they don't take care of you the way that they say that they're gonna take care of you, and it's an absolute heist.
You really hate this. Bro, you really hate this car.
There's one place to charge it up within 25 minutes of my house.